Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is 6:47 now, 13 before 7, Thursday, December 2nd, day 95 of the Ida recovery. Highs of 76 today, plenty of sunshine. We welcome in one of our favorite guests, Mike Strain, Commissioner of the Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry, who always makes us feel good and teaches us something. How you doing, Mike?
Man, I am doing great. It's an absolutely great day in Louisiana agriculture, forestry, and aquaculture. Beautiful day outside. As soon as the fog lifts, we'll be rolling hard.
All right, let me ask you this about leftovers. Today is a one-week anniversary of Thanksgiving, obviously. Is it time to let the leftovers go if you've not frozen them yet?
It is. It really is because, again, you know, we probably had all the turkey we could stand, right, for this week as we go into Christmas week. But it's time to clean out the refrigerator because, you know, especially things like, you know, potato salad or if you cut up some, you know, if you had any fresh fruits or anything, clean out the fridge and let's start over again. If it's not frozen, now is the time. You're absolutely right. Because we got to start making room. You know, we got to start getting ready for, you know, all the holiday parties we'll be going to. And so just so much going on.
Let's talk about Christmas trees. People are out getting their own trees. How do you go about determining what is a fresh tree, what isn't? Do you see if the needles fall off? Walk us through Christmas tree 101, Mike.
Well, first of all, you know, I go to the same farm every year as I have for the last 20 years. And when you go out to the farm, you know, our Christmas tree farmers, you know, and we have, they're located all over the state, and they keep those trees in a pristine condition. You look at the trees, you look at the needles, and you'll see they're nice and green or dark green. And then you can, you know, you can kind of touch them and see and that the needles are fresh. But you can generally look and tell that it's a, you know, if it's a healthy tree. And then when you go ahead and get it, and now that, you know, they have those shakers, they will shake the tree to get anything loose that's off of there. And then as soon as you get it home, you need to trim, you know, probably a half inch off. If you don't have anything to do that, just use a rasp and put it into water. That's very important. And use a stand that you can add water. And they generally, you're going to need to probably put a quarter to a water, you know, for every inch of the tree. But what I like to do is that I have a funnel with a tube. Once I've got my tree in there, and then I stick that tube down there, and I don't have to crawl under the tree, because you need to make sure the whole time you have that tree that it's taking up water. Also, a little tip, of course, this comes from Miracle-Gro. You put a cap full of Miracle-Gro in that water, and it really helps keep that tree alive. And a fresh Christmas tree, there's nothing like a fresh Christmas tree. You know, and there was a time when there was the discussion to put artificial trees in our state capitol, and I said, that's just not going to happen on my watch, right? So we have these magnificent trees that we put in, and the agencies decorate them. But again, the other thing is that when you have a fresh Christmas tree in the home, try to keep the home a little cooler if you can, and place a tree, again, you know, closer to a window, away from radiators and fireplaces. And also, you know, we all like lights, but use those lights, you know, these modern lights that don't put off as much heat, and then keep an eye on it. We also tell people, when you go to bed at night, turn the tree off, turn the electricity off. Safety is paramount, and don't burn candles on the tree. And everybody, we all love holiday candles, but don't put them next to the tree. So good safety tips. And what I also do, you know, especially when I had young children and young cats in the house, both, right? I would take a clear monofilament line and anchor the top of the tree about a foot below the top to the wall, so that if, you know, if for some reason a cat decides they want to climb the tree, or the kids, you know, would get on the tree, they couldn't pull it over. I always anchored the tree to the wall.
You see, I told you, Mike teaches us something every time he's on. We're going to take a quick break, pick it up here. We come back, 651, 9 till 7. You have any questions, you can text them to 504-260-1870. Mike, real quick, we don't want the pets to drink the water, but if you put that Miracle-Gro in the water, I was going to ask you about putting an aspirin or whatever they tell you to do. Can that Miracle-Gro...
Yeah, you don't want them to drink that water. So what you can do, you know, a lot of times you can build or put a little fence around the tree if you like, whatever, but you do not want, if you have pets that are going to be in there drinking the water, probably at best just leave it natural water. For some reason, they love to drink the water under the Christmas tree, even though you got water everywhere else, right?
Yeah,
that's
like,
another part of that. Yeah,
it's like kids with toys. If there's any way to misuse it, they'll find a way. 652.
Well, certainly.
8 till 7, traffic now, WWL. 6:56 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, on his Thursday morning, December 2nd, talking to Mike Strain, our friend, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry, day 95 of Ida recovery. If you missed it, Mike's already given us a good hint about using some clear monofilament line to anchor the top of the Christmas tree to, I guess, like some kind of little screw or something in the wall, Mike, to keep it from falling?
Yeah, you could use a little screw, or you can use a hanger like you would use, you know, to hang up a portrait or a picture. Doesn't take a lot, but it keeps the tree from topping over, you know, because I know when my children were small, my son pulled the Christmas tree down one time, and it had all the ornaments on. Yeah, it was a momentary crisis, but something we always remember.
That's a smart idea, though.
Ever since then, we've been tying up the Christmas tree because I always get one that's got to touch the ceiling. You know, we always have a big Christmas tree in the home, a big fresh Christmas tree, and it's part of our holiday tradition. And I really love it. And when the ones in the Capitol, you need to go to the everyone needs to go to the Capitol. It'll be fully decorated, in and around the week of the 16th. It is just magnificent. The grounds are magnificent, and Memorial Hall, which is the big hall in between. There'll be six big trees, and each chamber is decorated. And it's really just a holiday treat, you know, to bring the kids. It's free. There's no admission to your Capitol. And it's magnificent, and we're all very proud of it. We all take part in decorating the trees. So it's the time. And also, now is the time to start shopping for Christmas. You know, because if you wait, you won't even be able to buy a lump of coal. So now is the time, you know, because everything's taking a little bit longer. And of course, gifts of food is a big deal. I mean, I know you'd love to get, you know, a couple of pounds of some of those beautiful, like Bergeron, you know, pecans, or, you know, a couple of bags of frozen crawfish tails. And of course, what about a box
citrus.
Of Louisiana sweet potatoes?
Yeah.
Or those bags
citrus,
of citrus,
Mike. What about
now
citrus?
It's time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the bags of citrus and boxes of citrus. And you know, what I do, you know, we pick up those, you know, boxes of citrus, and we'll bring people. You know, you just go, you know, you put them in your truck and you bring people bags of citrus, you know, friends. And, you know, gifts are food and gifts from the heart. And, you know, what a tremendous way to celebrate than sharing some of the magnificent things that we have. But now is the time. The citrus is, I mean, wonderful. You know, I've got some satsumas on my trees that are just incredible. And it's time. And that's a big part of our economy. You know, the local food economy is a huge part of our economy, and the citrus industry. The vital part of our economy. So we need to enjoy what's there and start thinking about how we're going to cook our gumbo come Christmas parties. I had some magnificent gumbo last night. I wish you'd have been there, Tommy. It was.
I wish I'd have been there, too, Mike.
I
had leftover turkey salad, getting rid of it, choking the last of it down. Thank you, man. Have a good week. We'll talk to you next week. We come back, we'll talk with Larry Carter, President of Louisiana Federation of Teachers, about teacher pay. Mike Strain's one of my favorites, man. We'll be back, WWL.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.